This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The first post-Thanksgiving test results are starting to appear, and coronavirus cases are continuing to rise in Colorado. More than 1 in 10 COVID tests is positive, a rate that was decreasing before the holiday but is on the rise again. The nearly 2,000 hospitalizations are stretching hospital capacity across Colorado. Health officials worry the Thanksgiving spike will overrun those facilities. As Colorado lawmakers address coronavirus aid, some federal lawmakers are pushing for a temporary relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan proposal from members of both the House and Senate carries a $908 billion price tag and includes money for businesses, housing assistance, a $300 federal unemployment benefit, state and local aid, and temporary liability protections. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's reviewing the details and wants a bipartisan deal. But Republican leaders say they're looking at a smaller targeted bill, one that can get a presidential signature. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coloradans now have a contact-free option if a state trooper asks for their license and registration. They can use the My Colorado mobile app during traffic stops, but only state police accept the Colorado digital IDs so far. Other law enforcement agencies still require physical ID. Colorado is the first state to let drivers provide ID, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance electronically.